Hey, hello everybody, how you doing? Welcome back to the Libertarian Republican Podcast. This is episode 82, and I am Chris, and this one's about self-ownership. And this idea of self-ownership, and we just had these two big Supreme Court decisions. One, of course, the Roe v. Wade overturning the Dobbs case that overturned Roe v. Wade, and the other one on gun rights. And they both relate to the concept of self-ownership, this idea that you own yourself. This is a fundamental concept that underlies really all of civilization, all of civilized society, that every one of us has rights to life, liberty, and property. And part of that is self-ownership over our own bodies, right? So Rothbard said that every man has absolute jurisdiction over our own bodies, over his own body. John Locke in Second Treatise on Government said that every man has a property in his own person. You know, so this is a fundamental idea that you cannot violate someone else's self-ownership. And this is sort of the basis for the non-aggression principle. You cannot aggress against someone else. But let's talk about the gun rights decision. So, because see, Democrats talk about, well, you believe in states' rights when it comes to abortion. You want the states to be able to make their own abortion laws, but you don't care about states' rights when it comes to guns. But obviously, so there's two things going on here. There's the self-ownership issue, but then there's also the constitutional issue, right? So the states cannot violate the Constitution, and gun rights are in the Second Amendment. They are in the Constitution. All of the amendments are equal to the Constitution itself. That they are part of the Constitution. So it's not like, I think some people think of, well, there's the Constitution, and then there's those amendments which don't really matter, or they don't really carry as much weight. No, the amendments carry just as much weight as the Constitution itself. So, but this idea that the states can violate your right, your Second Amendment rights, is obviously, that's the Supreme Court says, no, they can't, that's wrong. But when it comes to abortion, there is no constitutional right to abortion. There is no the Constitution doesn't prevent the states from limiting abortion. The Constitution does prevent the states from limiting your right to self-defense, your right to keep and bear arms. So these two decisions are perfectly consistent with each other. There is no inconsistency here. So there is no hypocrisy here. Democrats have already been called a hypocrite on this issue, already been called a hypocrite. And, that's because Democrats are not deep thinkers, let's face it. They don't think deeply about any of this stuff. They're just, you know, emotional creatures that just think about. Their knowledge of everything is like the depth of a bumper sticker. You know, they don't really know much. But this idea of self-ownership is crucial to understanding why those two issues are consistent. Because if you can't defend yourself, then you don't own yourself. You know, because the decision, the gun rights decision, is about shall issue versus may issue. So some states are shall issue. Like in Virginia, if you apply for a concealed permit to carry a handgun, a permit to carry a concealed handgun, as long as you pass the background check, then you will be issued a permit. That permit shall be issued to you. But in states like New York and California and Maryland, these blue states, there may issue states. Well, they may give you a permit. They may, if they feel like it, if they like you. you know, if you're politically connected, it's an extremely arbitrary system, right? It's like, wow. And it's really amazing when Democrats defend that kind of a system. Democrats defend that system. They think that, oh yeah, that's right. The people in government should be able to pick and choose who gets the right to defend themselves, which is really scary. That Democrats are passionate about this too. They love this. I mean, this is why I say these people are horrible people. They're really awful people. You know, but see, a lot of them are just, they haven't thought about that. They haven't really thought that through. They are basically giving the government the power to pick and choose who gets the right to defend themselves. And that violates your right to self-ownership, because if you have to call the government to defend you, because so you know, and this idea that you have to come up with a really good cause, and a good cause is not to protect your own life. So maybe you want to carry a concealed handgun because you want to protect, you live in a very dangerous neighborhood or something, and you want to defend, you want to be able to defend your life or the life of your wife or your kids from violent criminals. Well, if the government can just arbitrarily decide, nah, we're not going to give you that right, well, then you don't really own yourself. They own you. And that's exactly how Democrats think. You know, Democrats are collectivists. I've talked about this before, about individualists versus collectivists. You know, the ultimate individualism is the idea of self-ownership. We all own, you know, I own my own body. And, you know, we saw this during COVID, right, with the vaccines, that you don't own your body. Your body is collectively owned by the people, by the collective, by society, and you must get these vaccines because it for the greater good of society. And look, a lot of us bought that argument at the beginning, but it turned out to be total nonsense. But because, you know, the vaccines don't really provide any societal, you know, society-wide benefit. But that's a whole other issue. But basically the idea is, you know, this is the conflict between individualism and collectivism. And Democrats are collectivists. They don't believe that you own your body. They believe that the government owns your body, that the state owns your body. That the same with children, right? They don't believe that you own your children. They believe the government owns your children. The state owns your children. The people own your children. I talked about this about socialism and communism, about the idea, this mythological idea, or this fantasy idea that collective ownership, you know, we all own the factory, but well, okay, we may all technically own the factory, but who's going to really make the decisions about what the factory does and what, you know, who works there, what they do and what gets made and what materials are used? So this whole collectivist idea is a myth, and it's a mechanism for empowering a political elite, a political ruling class. And that's what the shall issue, a clear example of a shall issue state, or a may issue state, is a clear example of that. Clear as day example of that only the politically connected should have the right to defend themselves while they're walking down the street, you know, in a dark alley or something. So there's that's the gun rights issue, and then there's the abortion issue, and it's the same issue as every one of us has the rights to life, liberty, property. Every one of us owns our own body. You know, if I have a 10-year-old son, and man, he eats a lot, and you know, I have to feed him, and it costs a lot of money, it would be so much easier if I could just kill my 10-year-old son. Well, I can't kill my 10-year-old son because he has rights. He has basic rights to life, liberty, property. He has self-ownership. He has absolute jurisdiction over his body. Or at least, you know, I mean, obviously as a parent, you have certain rights over a child. But to take his life, that is a violation of his rights to life, liberty, and property. And And that those same idea, that same argument, it's the exact same argument. If he's 5 years old or 5 days old or 5 minutes old, or, and then you go backwards and say, well, is this unborn baby, is it a person, is that unborn baby a person with rights that have to be protected with self-ownership? And if we believe that a baby who is going to be born in 3 minutes, he's fully formed, ready to come out into the world, if we believe that that baby is a person with rights, self-ownership, and those rights must not be violated, well, I mean, where do we draw that line? Is it 30 minutes before getting born? Is it a week before being born? Is it 5 weeks before being born? Is it 10 weeks before being born? So it's the same argument. It's the same idea, self-ownership. If we believe that that baby, if we believe that a baby at 6 weeks old is a person with rights, with self-ownership, and we must not violate that baby's rights to life, liberty, property, then the rights of the mother, you know, the right mothers have rights, but it's the same way as a father has rights, a 10-year-old son has rights. So where do my rights end, and where does the rights of my 10-year-old son end? Where do they begin? So there's a conflict there. So, you know, if I kill my 10-year-old son, I'm protecting my rights to liberty, because now I'll be freer. I won't have to work so much and make so much money and feed that 10-year-old kid. But I'm violating his rights to life, liberty, and property. So that there's a conflict there. It's the same conflict exists with a mother and an unborn baby. But it's just a matter of where do we make that designation, you know, and that's why I'm very humble about this particular issue, abortion, because it's all just opinion. It's really opinion. So that's why I think overturning Roe v. Wade is a great idea, because it will send the issue back to the states, and each state, the people of each state, can debate it and come up with their own laws. And because everybody's going to have a different opinion on it. And it really, nobody, I can't say that I'm right, and you can't say that you're right. Nobody can say that they are right, because it's an opinion. So that's my opinion. And so but that's how the idea of self-ownership, though, ties these issues together and makes and shows that they're very consistent. Because in one case, in the gun rights case, you are defending your right to self-ownership. And in the abortion case, we as a society are defending the unborn baby's rights to self-ownership. So they're completely consistent. And I think that's what we as Republicans, we have to make this argument. It's hard, because Democrats don't want to hear it. They don't want to hear any arguments. They just storm off in anger, and they scream in your face because they're stupid. Most of them are just, look, most Democrats are really stupid. They are. They're just stupid, and they're shallow, and they don't really think very deeply, and they don't want to, because it's easy to not think deeply. It's difficult to really take time and think about this stuff. But that's what we, that's what we need to do. And I think if we can, you know, use these arguments and at least make Democrats understand what we're talking about and where we're coming from, where we're getting these ideas, then I think that at least we can make some progress and tone down the insanity, the violence, really. And I've talked about this before, about Democrats are a violent mob, and we're really getting to the point where America is just run by the most violent, you know, who's going to be the most violent mob? And I hope that's not where America is going. But so this kind of idea, this kind of debate can maybe lower the temperature a little bit and get Democrats to think a little bit more. So, because that's what they need to do. They need to think more and feel a little bit less. So, all right, that's it. That's episode 82. And all right, I'll see you on the next one. Bye-bye.